Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
You're not going to believe what I saw today, Ranger Steve said, his voice crackling over the radio. His words were met with a chorus of static replies as his colleagues checked in. The sun had just begun to dip below the tree line, casting long shadows across the forest floor. The air was cool, hinting at the night's chill to come. Steve adjusted his pack and took a deep breath, filling his lungs with the scent of pine and earth. It was a typical end to a long day in the park, or so he thought. He had been called out for a missing 411 case, a type of search and rescue that had become all too familiar over the past few months. The name Missing 411 was derived from the unusually high number of people who had vanished recently in the Great Smoky Mountains without a trace. It was a strange pattern with no apparent connection between the disappearances and no signs of struggle or foul play. The group of rangers gathered around the map, their flashlights pulling together to form a single intense beam of light. They listened intently as Steve shared the details of his discovery. The clearing he had stumbled upon was small, nestled deep in the woods. It was a place that seemed to be untouched by time, a silent sanctuary hidden from the world's prying eyes. But the tranquility was shattered by what laid within. The stone structure at the center of the clearing was unlike anything any of them had ever seen. It was a circular formation of large ancient stones, each one covered in a thick layer of moss and vines. The stones were arranged in a perfect circle, standing tall and proud despite the centuries that had passed since their placement. The air around it hummed with an energy that was both soothing and eerie, a low rhythmic vibration that seemed to resonate with every living creature nearby. As they approached, the hum grew stronger. It was a sound that seemed to pulse with the very heartbeat of the forest, a melody that the trees and animals knew all too well. The rangers exchanged nervous glances, their boots crunching softly on the carpet of leaves as they drew closer. They could feel the power emanating from the stones, a force that was both ancient and alien. The moment they had reached the structure, they knew that this was no natural phenomenon. The teeth marks on the bones Steve had found were not from any wildlife they had recognized either. They were too precise, too deliberate. And now, standing before this enigmatic monument, they couldn't help but wonder if there was a connection. Was this place somehow linked to the missing persons cases since the bones were here? Was it a beacon, a trap, or a gateway to something beyond their understanding? The group split up, each taking a different section of the stone circle to investigate. The hum grew louder, the air thick with anticipation and dread. As they touched the cold, rough surfaces of the stones, they felt a sudden jolt, as if the structure itself was alive and aware of their presence. It was then that they heard the whispers, faint at first, but growing clearer with every passing moment. The voices spoke in a language none of them could understand, but the message was clear. They were not welcome here. The rangers paused, their flashlights flickering over the ancient carvings that adorned the stones. Each etching told a story of the world that existed long before their own, of creatures and rituals that were better left forgotten. These whispers grew louder, more insistent. They had stumbled upon something that defied explanation, something that had been hidden for a reason. The tension between them was palpable, each of them feeling the weight of the unspoken decision. Should they proceed with their search, or retreat to the safety of their camp and leave the mysteries of the clearing untouched? As the debate grew heated, a sudden gust of wind swept through the trees, extinguishing their lights and plunging them into darkness. The whispers grew to a crescendo, and the forest fell silent. It was as if the very earth was holding its breath, waiting for their next move. When the lights flickered back on, Steve's eyes fell on a peculiar stone. It was slightly out of place, jutting out from the others in the circle. His hand reached out, almost as if its own accord, and felt along the edge of the rock. His heart skipped a beat as his fingers found a small indented button. With a deep breath, he pressed it, and the stone began to shift. The ranger stepped back, weapons at the ready, as a hidden compartment slid open, revealing a leather-bound journal nestled within. The book was old, its pages yellowed and brittle. The language was unfamiliar, but the intricate symbols and drawings spoke of a civilization long lost to time. Carefully, Steve pulled it out and held it up to the light. The pages were filled with meticulous entries, each one more cryptic than the last. His eyes scanned the ancient script, searching for any clue that could explain the bone-chilling aura that surrounded them. His heart raced as he found a passage with a series of dates, all marked with...
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
the symbol that resembled a cross between a star and a hand. The final entry was chillingly recent, detailing a prophecy of the Great Awakening. It spoke of an event that would shake the very fabric of the world, drawing in lost souls to appease a creature that dwelt within the very earth itself. The Rangers exchanged looks of horror, the implications of their find weighing heavily upon them. The whispers grew to a fever pitch, and the ground beneath their feet began to tremble. It was clear that they had disturbed something that had slumbered for a millennia, his eyes widening with every new revelation. The journal spoke of rituals, of offerings, and of a time when the barriers between worlds grew thin. It was a warning, a grim portent of what was to come. And as the tremors grew stronger, it dawned on them that they had stumbled upon the epic center of the very event the journal had foretold. The whispers grew to a roar, and the earth split open before them. A gaping maw yawned in the center of the stone circle, revealing a chasm that descended into an abyss of darkness. The creature that lay dormant beneath the earth was stirring, drawn by the power of the ancient site and the scene of fresh prey. It was now or never. The Rangers had to decide. Would they flee and leave the mystery unsolved, or stand their ground and face the unknown? The book grew warm in Steve's hands, and the strange symbols on its pages began to pulse with an otherworldly light. The air around the stone structure crackled with energy, and the trees swayed as if in a storm, though not a leaf was stirred by the wind. His colleagues' faces were pale with fear, but Steve felt an inexplicable urge to continue reading, to unravel the secrets that laid within. But the whispers grew louder, now a single unified voice that echoed through the clearing. The words were ancient, but the command was clear. Return what you have taken and leave this place. The Rangers' heads snapped up, and they stared at each other, understanding the gravity of the situation. The creature below demanded the journal, and they knew that to resist would be to invite catastrophic. Reluctantly, Steve placed the book back into the stone compartment, his heart pounding in his chest. The moment that it clicked into place, the whispers ceased, and the tremors subsided. The ground beneath them steadied, and the air grew calm once more. The Rangers backed away slowly, their flashlights dancing over the now silent stones. They had uncovered a truth that was both terrifying and awe-inspiring, a revelation that shook the very foundations of their reality. Their retreat was swift, the adrenaline coursing through their veins, propelling them back along the path they had so carefully picked their way through earlier. They didn't speak, each lost in their own thoughts about what they had just witnessed. As they reached the safety of their camp, they could feel the forest's watchful eyes upon them, a silent sentinel that had bore witness to the unfolding events. The night was quiet, almost eerily so, as they sat around the campfire, the flickering flames casting shadows on their faces. They shared their experiences, their voices hushed and trembling with the weight of what they had learned. The Great Smoky Mountains had revealed a secret that was both sacred and deadly. The journal spoke of a cycle, a time when the veil between worlds grew thin, and a creature of immense power would rise to claim its due. The whispers had been the voices of the lost souls, trapped in a limbo between life and whatever laid beyond the veil. And now, with the disturbance of the ancient site, that cycle was set into motion once again. The Rangers knew they had to report their findings. But to whom? Would anyone believe their wild tale of ancient prophecies and monstrous beings? Even if they did, would it be enough to prevent the impending disaster? They were but a handful of guardians in a vast and mysterious wilderness, and the fate of the countless hikers and campers rested on their shoulders. As they sat in silence, the fire casting an orange glow upon the trees, they realized the true extent of their responsibility. They had stumbled into a narrative much larger than themselves, a story that had been playing out for millennia. And now, they were characters in a tale that would shape the very future of the park and all who dared to venture into its depths. The whispers had warned them, but they also had given them a mission: to protect the innocent, to prevent the prophecy from unfolding. They would have to delve deeper into the lure of the Great Smoky Mountains to seek out the truth hidden within its shadowy folds. For the sake of the missing and for the untold lives that had been affected, they would become the guardians of the unseen, the champions of a world that most would never know existed. The next morning, they rose early, their eyes heavy with lack of sleep, but their spirits resolute. They gathered their gear, each one casting a final, solemn look back at the map where they had marked the clearing. They knew that their lives had changed, that nothing would ever be the same. They were no longer just simple rangers. They had become the guardians of a secret that could shatter the very fabric of this world. They set out into the early dawn, their footsteps echoing through the quiet forest. The trees watched them go, the whispers of the lost souls trailing after them like a mournful lament. The search for answers had only just begun, and the dangers that...
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make him better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Had laid ahead were as vast and as unknowable as the wilderness itself. But they had each other, and the knowledge that they were now a part of something much larger than their ordinary mission. The journal had contained a map, a series of cryptic symbols that pointed to locations scattered throughout the Great Smoky Mountains. It was clear that the ancient civilization had left a trail for those who were worthy or foolish enough to follow. The rangers split in the teams, each group taking a different path, driven by the newfound sense of purpose. They had to find the pieces of the artifact before this creature awoke fully and brought forth its wrath. The first few days were a blur of hiking and searching, each location more challenging than the last. They discovered hidden caves, submerged underwater caverns, and ancient burial grounds. At each site, they found a piece of the artifact, carefully guarded by the spirits of the long dead. These whispers grew clearer, guiding them through the dense underbrush and over treacherous terrain. It was as if the very land itself was urging them on, whispering secrets of the past into their ears. The pieces they collected were unlike anything they had ever seen before. Shards of crystalline substance that hummed with an energy that seemed to resonate with the core of the earth. They could feel the power coursing through them, a force that was both exhilarating and terrifying. The prophecy spoke of a time when all the pieces would come together and the creature would be sealed away once more. But with every passing day, the tremors grew stronger, the whispers more insistent. The clock was ticking, and the creature was growing restless. The final piece was rumored to be hidden in the highest peak of the mountain range, a place so treacherous that even the most seasoned climbers avoided it. The rangers had to push themselves to their limits, fight against the harsh elements of their own fears. But as the whispers grew louder, more insistent, and they knew that they were close, they had to keep pressing on. The air was electric with anticipation as they approached the peak, the wind howling around them like the cries of the lost souls. The final piece laid at the top, nestled in a nest of bones, gleaming in the weak light that filtered through the clouds. Steve reached out, his heart pounding in his chest, and took a hold of it. The moment his skin made contact, the whisper stopped, and the world seemed to hold its breath. The rangers looked at each other, the weight of their responsibility heavy upon them. They had the artifact, but now they had the face, the creature, the embodiment of the ancient prophecy. The climb down was fraught with danger, the earth beneath them seeming to shake with every step. They could feel the creature's presence, a malevolent force that grew stronger with every beat of their hearts. These whispers in the wind had turned to roars, a cacophony of sounds that filled their heads and made their bones ache. The time had come to confront the beast, to use the power of the artifact to seal it away for good. The clearing was unchanged when they had returned, the stone circles standing tall and proud, untouched by the chaos that was building around it. The creature had not yet fully emerged, but the air was thick with its malicious intent. The rangers formed a tight circle, each one holding a piece of the artifact, their eyes locked onto the chasm that had opened up before them. They had come too far to turn back now, and the fate of the park and all who ventured there hung in the balance. With a deep breath, Steve recited the ancient incantation he had found in the journal, his voice strong and steady. The pieces of the artifact began to glow, their lights casting long, eerie shadows across the clearing. The ground trembled, and the creature below stirred, sensing the power that threatened its dominion over the mortal realm. The rangers braced themselves, ready to face whatever horrors laid beneath the earth. The earth split open, and the creature emerged. It was a thing of nightmares. A twisted amalgamation of rock and shadow, with eyes that burned like stars, and a mouth that could swallow a world. The rangers held their ground, their hearts pounding in unison as the creature loomed over them, its hunger palpable. With a final desperate act, Steve connected the last piece of the artifact, and the light grew blinding, washing over the creature and the clearing in a wave of pure, unbridled power. The creature roared, a sound that seemed to shake the very fabric of reality. But to their astonishment, it did not attack. Instead, the tremors grew more intense, and a deep, resonant voice that seemed to come from the earth itself spoke to them. The voice was ancient, powerful, and filled with a wisdom that bellied its monstrous form. It offered them a pact, a deal that could change everything they knew.
"I am the guardian of the balance," the creature intoned, its voice rumbling through the ground beneath their feet. "The Great Smoky Mountains are a nexus of power, and I am its protector. For eons, I have upheld the delicate equilibrium that separates your world from the abyss. But with each cycle, the veil weakens and my strength wanes."
The rangers looked at each other, their fear giving way to a newfound curiosity. They had assumed they were facing a mindless beast, but now they realized they were in the presence of an ancient sentient force that had witnessed the rise and fall of civilizations. The creature continued.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
In exchange for your service, I will grant you the power to maintain the barrier that holds back the darkness. Together, we could preserve the balance, ensure that the Great Smoky Mountains remains a bastion of life and not the gateway to oblivion.
The terms of the pact were simple yet profound. They had become the new guardians of the Smoky Mountains, using the power of the artifact to keep the creature at bay and the veil between worlds intact. They would have to live in the park, forsaking their normal lives, and pass on the knowledge to others who were deemed worthy. The rangers looked at each other, the weight of this offer heavy in the air. The creature waited, its form pulsing with an otherworldly light that seemed to reflect the gravity of the decision before them. They had stumbled upon a role that was far beyond the original duty of a park ranger, but the fate of the world as they knew it now rested in their hands. They had to decide. Would they accept the ancient pact, forever tying their destinies to the whims of this enigmatic guardian? Or would they refuse, risking the wrath of this creature and the destruction of the very land they had sworn to protect? The decision was unanimous. With the collective nod, they stepped forward, their voices unwavering as they accepted the pact. The creature's eyes dimmed slightly, and the tremors ceased. The earth closed up around it once more, leaving no trace of the monstrous form that had just offered them a destiny beyond their wildest imaginations. The rangers stood in the clearing, the artifact now fully assembled in Steve's hands. The power that surged through it was immense, a force that made their very bones hum with energy. They had become the wardens of an ancient secret, the custodians of a world that existed just beyond the veil. With the pact sealed, they set to work. They built a new life in the park, constructing a hidden sanctuary where they could train and study. The whispers of the lost souls grew fainter as their balance was maintained, and the Great Smoky Mountains once again became a place of tranquility. But the knowledge of the prophecy remained a constant reminder of the shadows that loomed beneath the surface. Years passed, and the rangers grew old, but the power of the artifact never waned. They trained new recruits, passing on their knowledge and skills, ensuring that the pact would be upheld for generations to come. Each guardian learned the ancient incantations and the precise rituals that kept the creature at bay. The world outside the park continued to change, but within its borders, the guardians remained ever vigilant, ready to face whatever challenges the future might hold. The whispers grew faint, almost silent, and the cycle of the prophecy was forgotten by those who had not been privy to its secrets. But the guardians never forgot. They continued their work, their eyes always on the horizon, waiting for the day that the balance would again be threatened, and their duty would be tested. The Great Smoky Mountains remains a place of beauty and wonder, a testament to the unyielding spirit of nature. Yet beneath its serene surface, the guardians knew that a sleeping giant lay dormant, and it was their solemn duty to keep it that way. The pact had bound them to their land and to each other.